for a minute in your lifetime that tight ends would be getting 1,000-yard seasons, 100-catch seasons, 10-touchdown seasons in the NFL. And that certainly can happen this year with Martellus Bennett. He
9, 10, 12 million a year, too.
That's the part that's hard to believe.
Those numbers reflect more.
Because we did. You know, Todd Christensen was one of the guys like myself.
Had over 100 catches.
Had 100 and catches. And, of course,
Kellen Winslow
with Eric Coryell had big years. But those were the beginning of the breed, the passing kind of tight end. But we were strictly run here with the Bears. I mean, run first.
You know, you think of the evolution, how the reptiles, they crawled out. That's what tight ends. They kind of like started decreasing their diet evolution. From offensive tackle and started just becoming a smaller offensive tackle. And then they became the hybrid. And then all of a sudden, boom, now you have the different from the Gronks to what Tony Gonzalez did through his time. And even Antonio Gates.
And
Martellus,
I mean, Martellus is a 270-pound
tight end who moves with
suddenness and quickness.
Yes.
The tremendous size of these guys. I mean, when I finished playing tight end, I was 235. And today, the passing tight end is 250, 260. And the blocking tight end is 280 to 300. So the game has changed, become more specialized.
I remember when the fridge came in, everybody made such a big deal that he weighed 308 pounds. Now you can't look at an offensive line without 300 pounders across the board. So it's an incredible difference.
Yeah, it is funny when you talk about the fridge and the over 300 pounds, because he was such – I don't know if it was dissatisfaction or disappointment or going, you can't be a 300-pounder. Fridge was a great 300-pounder. Now it's the norm. It's how quickly we went from not being 100% accepted to being over-accepted.
So in your opinions, and you can jump in here too, is 300 better than 270 or 265? Playing the game the way it is played and the way you guys played it?
Well, I just think the evolution of the football player. I mean, when we played, 280 was pretty good size. But you look 20 years before that, 250 was pretty good size. It's just the evolution of people. They're eating better. They're training better. They're lifting more. And they start at a much younger age. So these all positions are bigger and stronger.
So where does it stop? I mean, 25 years.
But it's still about the ability to play the game. And I say this with all honesty. I'll take the sizes and the weights of the offensive line that I played with, and I think that we would dominate in today's game. I think that we would be just as dominant as we were.
Why?
It's an egotistical saying, because we are athletes. We moved with sudden quickness. We moved to an exact position. We didn't go float to a general area. We didn't have what they call zone blocking. We identified a hole. That's what Walter hit, and then it became his greatness after the impact zone. So I do think that the way that defensive linemen have changed their game to morph to the new style of the offensive line play, it also changes the way they attack the line of scrimmage, too. I think with our attack scheme, it would be much more aggressive than it is today.
And there's still some schemes. Denver Broncos, they still go with smaller, quicker guys.
Cutting you down.
And so I guess it's whoever the coach is, what type of scheme he's employing. That matters today. Because everybody, same thing on defense. Lovey liked the big guys. Other coaches like smaller defensive guys.